Millie, Millie Perry, Perry. Miss Perry is leave the age blank, year old woman on hospice with end stage COPD. Period. A paragraph patient recently required increased oxygen, increased breathing treatments, and use of steroids. Period. The paragraph patient has been short of breath with any kind of activity. Because of that, she becomes anxious and also requires pain medication to help with symptoms. Period. The paragraph, the prednisone and the increased prednisone, the breathing treatments, and the oxygen have made a difference in her condition. Nevertheless, she has become weaker and more confused. Period. The patient has had numerous bladder infections in the past 4 weeks. She was seen by a urologist who diagnosed her with dystonic bladder, and subsequently a Foley catheter was placed, and she's scheduled for a super PV catheter, period. New paragraph, patient is, confusion is both related to her, patient's confusion is both related to her, let's see, what's to her, to her urinary tract infection, dementia, as well as to her COPD and hypoxemia, period. Patient is total ADL dependent. Patient is able to ambulate some days to a wheelchair, but most days she spends the day in bed. She's now sleeping more, and is having issues with sundowner, and having issues with sundowner syndrome. Period. Hang on, let me see what else I want to tell you. By the way, date of birth is 1/11/42, and then she's 80 years old, so put that in there. Let's see, and then called us a face-to-face on top, and date of visit, put down 4/4/2023. Now come back to the text, come back to the body, and put down, patient has been living at a group home, but her daughter is looking for a different place because from time to time she has to take her home. She has to take her home because the group home closes, period. The moving is very difficult on her, as I mentioned, with history of dementia with of Lewy body type. And it causes her more confusion and takes her more time to settle in when she moves back to the new place, period. She also suffers from protein and calorie malnutrition, temporal wasting, muscle wasting, and the family has always been against the peg tube placement, period. The family is not contemplating the suprapubic catheter since that does require anesthesia, period. The patient also has lost at least 5 pounds since last certification and face-to-face evaluation, period. Overall prognosis, she is poor. She is definitely declining and continues to be appropriate for hospice, and most likely has less than 6 months to live. This is Millie, Millie Perry, Perry. Thank you.